92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite, Supertramp. Give a little bit. I play that when I talk to our nonprofits because Ottawa County is such a generous community. Honestly, I've been covering Ottawa County for over a decade now. I would say one of the most generous communities that we have. An event coming up, Central Park Place, I should call it, in Grand Haven on the 17th. It's with the Chamber and LNA. And in the studio right now, Holly Cole. She's the Vice President of Grants and Programs for the Grand Haven Area Community Foundation, but you're also on the board of LNA, and LNA stands for?
The Lakeshore Nonprofit Alliance.
Wonderful. Now, I did have April Tripp from the Chamber in here a couple of weeks ago, and we did talk about benefits of being a Chamber member and whatnot. Now, this event is at Central Park Place on April 17th, and I think this is a really cool event. It's from 4:30 to 7, Community Connections, and it's going to allow people to engage with nonprofits.
Exactly. And we're so excited to do this in partnership with the Chamber. It's actually a part of their April Bash, the Business After Hours. And there are going to be over 25 local nonprofits present. It's an opportunity to get engaged with your community. Come and chat, mingle, maybe a little bit of a speed dating, go table to table and meet the good partners that are making our community as magical as it is.
Well, you know, and a lot of times I'll see things on Grand Haven Inform, somebody maybe they just retired or something, and they'll say something like, you know, I got about 10 extra hours a week. I really want to do something. What should I do? This is an opportunity to see all of it for yourself. How many nonprofits will be there?
We have over 25 registered to date. We're talking about partners from education, arts and culture, housing, small business startups. Any sector of our community that you can think about, there's going to be a partner there serving that cause.
That's fantastic. That really is fantastic. And mom and dad, if you've got some high school seniors that need to have a volunteer project before they graduate, most schools are doing that now, which I think is great. This would be an opportunity to head over there. Tell me a little bit about Lakeshore Nonprofit Alliance.
The Lakeshore Nonprofit Alliance is an incredible organization. I think April would agree. It's similar to a chamber, but simply for nonprofits. It's membership-based. We provide professional development opportunities for our partners. We gather executive directors or fund development specialties, volunteers, so we can learn and work together and make Ottawa County the place that it is.
Wonderful. So not only do you have a full-time job at the foundation, but you're on the board, too. So that's a lot. That's wonderful that you do that.
It's a privilege.
It's interesting that you say that a lot of people that I know that serve on boards, they're like, they're doing me the favor. It is a privilege. It really, really is. Well, this event, now, if you are a chamber member, it is free. If you're not a chamber member, the April Bash will cost $15, but the event itself, Community Connections, will be at Central Park Place. Central Park Place has done an amazing job with that place. Isn't that, it's just such a nice hub. I think there's an art show going on right now, too. So there's always something going on. There's always something on the walls. You go there for an event and you're kind of mesmerized by the place. It really is a cool place. Well, this is awesome. You'll be able to connect with nonprofits and, there'll be some appetizers with the April Bash as well. What do you love most about your job at the Chamber and working with LNA?
You know, at the Community Foundation and LNA, I'm so privileged because every day is about the good stuff taking place in our community.
That's a good way to look at it.
We can have challenges, we can hit speed bumps or roadblocks, but when you do this good work together, you know there's a solution around the corner.
Yeah.
And that makes you sleep really well at night.
It does, doesn't it? I know that they did a Community Connections last year as well, and it was very, very successful. So we're proud to be a sponsor of this again this year, but really is kind of like a one-stop shop. You can, you know, maybe you'll meet a nonprofit that could help someone you know.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
There's going to be there's going to be all kinds of nonprofits out there. So you might run into somebody or that could help someone in your life that you know or have a volunteer opportunity. Or maybe you're in a position to make a donation. That would be the time to do it, right?
I love that, Mary Ellen.
Well, yeah, you got to think that way. And that's it's interesting. I always felt like when I was working in Holland, I always felt like in Ottawa County, all you had to do was ask. and people would give. I've never seen anything like it, and I've worked all over the country. So shout out to Ottawa County. Nice to see you this morning.
Good to see you, too. Thanks for having us.
Everybody healthy in your family? Everything's going well and all that?
Everyone's well. We're okay. Anxious for spring.
Oh, me too.
Bring on the sunshine.
I know. I keep looking out that window waiting for a freighter to go by, but we're a little too early for that. So the event is the 17th at Central Park Place. It is called Community Connections. Thanks for stopping in the studio, Holly Cole. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Mary Ellen.